Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Luke 9:61 tells us, "And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." When you squander or lose your money, there's a chance you can get it back, but not when you squander or lose your time. One of the saddest stories in Scripture is found in these words. Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." But nowhere is it recorded that he followed Jesus. And procrastination and perfectionism go hand in hand. We say, if I can't do it right, I won't do it at all. No, before you get it right, you'll probably get it wrong. In every story of success, there are chapters of struggle, but they are chapters of learning and strength and growth. A study was done at Yale University. Graduating seniors were told of the dangers of tetanus and given the opportunity to get a free inoculation at the health center. While a majority of the students were convinced they needed the shot, guess how many followed through and got the vaccine? 3%. Another group was given the same lecture, but also given a copy of the campus map with the location of the health center circled on it. They were then asked to look at their weekly schedules and figure out when they could find time to get the shot. Guess what? 9 times as many students got inoculated. Good intentions aren't enough. You need to make the call or make the move. You need to set the deadline or set the appointment. Today is the tomorrow you were talking about yesterday. So stop procrastinating and do it. There's some powerful instruction on using your time from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.